host of
Milton.
Spain.
Hi. Could you turn that down just a little bit?
Well, I was told that I could listen to the radio at a reasonable volume from 9 to 11.
Yeah, no, I know you're allowed to. I was just thinking maybe like a, you know, personal favor.
Well, I told Bill that if Sandra's going to listen to her headphones while she's falling, then I should be able to listen to the radio while I'm collating. Uh-huh. So I don't see why I should have to turn down the radio because I enjoy listening at a reasonable volume.
Yo, thanks.
Let's just get everybody together. Let's get unified. The sky will open. The light will come down. Celestial choirs will be singing. And everyone will know we should do the right thing and the world will be perfect.
Survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control.
Communist indoctrination, communist subversion, and the international communist conspiracy to sap and impurify all of our precious bodily fluids.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. How are ya? I am the legendary Joe Ardinger with you. Welcome to Joe Radio. My fellow Joe Americans, how are ya? How are you feeling? I want to shout out to my wife tonight. She's not feeling too well. So she's home in bed with the sniffles. And I want to say, I love you, baby. Get well and feel better. I'm going to heal you through the radio waves. And I will heal you. Like I said, my name is Joe Ardinger. Welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show. I say that to myself because I wasn't here last week. Yes, I know you say, Joe, why weren't you here last week? Well, I think it's pretty obvious that This Week in Radio was really dedicated to someone else in our listening area, in the Washington, D.C. area, as my boss, Don Geronimo, retired yesterday. And I'll tell you, that is just a phenomenal career coming to a close. So they asked me to step aside last week, and I said I'd be more than happy to. And we just played, we replayed the show from the week before that. And I liked it. I thought it was a great show. So there you go. That's where I was. Oh, by the way, as a leader, as your fearless leader, the United States of Joe America, I, like you, am wearing my safety goggles. You never know. You should always wear your safety goggles when you're at work. So that's what we've got. Anyway, welcome, welcome, welcome. It feels great to be back. And boy, do we have a show for you tonight. My guest in just about 10 minutes, well, maybe even closer than that, actually, will be Bobby Otterstein. I hope I got her name right. She is the founder of Center for Paranormal Research and Investigation, also VirginiaGhosts.com. That's ghosts, plural. And so we're going to be talking about haunted houses and spooky ghosts and all that good stuff tonight. And also, I've got a bevy of things to talk to you about. And, you know, it's fun to be back on the air after a couple of weeks off, and I saw a lot of things happen. But I do have a great story. And you're going to like this, because it's going to make you laugh. Let's see, last weekend, a week from Friday, yesterday was Friday, so a week before that, the Don and Mike crew, Don was generous enough to spiff us and take us to a banquet, an NFL Players Awards banquet hosted by James Brown from the Fox Network. And we all rented tuxes, and we had a great time. And, boy, did we drink some red wine. I'll tell you what. Let me get a sip of water here. So, naturally, when you rent a tux, and I'm going to leave the name of the tux rental out because I don't want to upset anybody. It doesn't have anything to do with the story. It has to do with people and customer service. Really about people. So, rented the tux. You know, when you rent a tux, you have to take it back the next day. And I had rented the tux in Rockville, but I was able to return it in Fairfax, in Fair Lakes. About 10 miles from my house, about 15-minute drive or so. And I got the tux to the tux rental place, and I realized that the tie, I didn't have a standard bow tie that you get with tuxedos. I had that kind of ascot-looking tie. Well, I realized it wasn't in the tux bag. But I said to myself, well, you know, I'll be back in Rockville on Monday, and I'll just return the tie up there. Seems reasonable. So I went into the tux shop, and there was a woman behind the counter, and I said, well, here's the tux bag. And I said, the only thing is, I forgot the tie. It's at home sitting on the kitchen table. And the girl, the woman, says, well, you have to return everything, you know, altogether. And I said, right, I understand that. But you see, I work literally across the street from another one of your franchises in Rockville, Maryland. And I'll be there on Monday. How about I return the tie there? And she says, no. And I said, you got to be effing kidding me. And I was becoming unhinged. I actually used the super bad word. She said, I'm sorry, you know, you signed an agreement. And I was like, okay. So you're telling me I'm going to have to drive all the way back to Burke to get this tie? She says, yes. And I said, all right, fine. I'll go do that. And as I was walking out, she said, sir. And I said, yes. She said, will you please take the tux bag with you? And I said, I can't leave that here. She says, no, it all has to come together. I said, well, how about that? Isn't that something? So I grabbed the bag, threw it in the back of the truck, drove back home, came inside. The dogs always have. It's funny, you leave your house for 20 minutes and the dogs greet you like they've never seen you in a week. And they're all excited. And there's the tie sitting on the kitchen counter. And then the dogs want to go outside. And I thought to myself, well, you know, I might as well let them outside. Not in any real hurry anymore. So I was watching the dogs outside, and I noticed my beagle, my sweet little beagle that I love so much. He's so cute and so handsome, and he's lost like 6 pounds. He's just doing so well.
It took 100 years, but America is a better place when beagles rule.
Well, I noticed he was doing some business. You know, the kind of business dogs do outside. Not number one, but number two business. And I thought to myself, well, it's a good thing that I, you know, let him out. And I noticed I had the tie in my hand. And I was still smarting from driving back from the tux place. So I called the dogs in, and when the beagle came in, I said, hang on, Chippy. That's his name, Chip. I said, hang on a second. And I took the tie, and I wiped the dog's ass with it. And then I went out to the truck, I threw the tie in the bag, and I drove back, and I was giggling my ass off all the way back to the tux rental place. So just so you know, somewhere, somebody's going to rent a tux, and the tie's going to have like a little mark on it. I guarantee it. So that's my tuck story. I hope you enjoy that. It brings a smile to my face. Standing by in just a couple of minutes, we've got Bobby Atchestein from Center for Paranormal Research and Investigation going to talk about some ghosts. And I wanted to, there's a lot of things. When I'm gone for 2 weeks, there's a lot of things that kind of end up building up and talking about. I'll cover this while we're waiting for the guest. My wife and I went out to dinner. Excuse me. Went out to dinner on Monday or Tuesday night this week to a Mexican restaurant that we like so much. And I don't even think she knows this happened because I didn't want her to turn around and get totally grossed out. But we were waiting for our food. And it was a busy restaurant. And there were people, obviously, who'd come in a little earlier, the early dinner shift, if you will. And they were finishing up their meals, and there was a couple kind of diagonal from us. And my wife was facing me, and I could see the couple. They were in a booth. We were at a table. And I want you to call in. By the way, I forgot to mention all that. 800-636-1067. Call in after the guest and give you some food for thought, literally. 800-636-1067. But I was watching this guy and his lady friend, and they were probably about the same age as me, 40 or so. And they were waiting for the check. And he was flossing his teeth in the restaurant at the table. And I thought to myself, wow, that's disgusting. I had a roommate once who would only let me floss my teeth in the bathroom. If I walked out of the bathroom, I happened to be meandering around the apartment, and I was flossing my teeth, he would gross out. So I thought I'd save it for the show, because that's probably the nastiest thing I've seen a restaurant patron do. Literally. So call in later, 800-636-1067. Have you ever witnessed any behavior like that in a restaurant or in public? And we'll compare notes and share stories. Also, you can get a hold of me. Please be a friend of Joe Radio and join me at MySpace, Joe Radio 106.7, or email me, Joe Radio 106.7, or 106.7. There's no points in email addresses. No, Joe Radio 106.7 at AOL.com. So there you go. Those are funny stories. Also, something I thought was kind of interesting. Did you hear about this? Archaeologists uncovered an amazing new statue while building a new and improved visitor center at the base of the Sphinx. You know, the Sphinx in Egypt, it's like half lion, half man, and it's really huge. Well, apparently they were moving some dirt to lay a foundation for a new visitor center. And they found a smaller scale, yet exact replica of the Sphinx. But it's only about 3 feet high. It's like a mini Sphinx. A Sphinxster, if you will. I think I wrote that. I don't know. Sometimes things come to me that are just crazy. While I was out, and I want to bring this up again. I read recently, excuse me, the dry throat, got the allergies. Spring is in bloom here in the D.C. area. A story I picked up, I was going to talk about last week. Since I wasn't in, I didn't get a chance to. You can comment if you'd like, 800-636-1067. Have you heard about the $35 movie ticket? That's right. They're not expensive enough, are they? Apparently there's a group of investors are going to put together a new and improved movie theater, right? Because frankly, movies just don't suck enough. So in order to get you in there to see the dreck they turn out on a weekly basis, they're going to have a theater that's like a mall or a high-end restaurant, really, for lack of a better description. It's going to have sushi bars. Oh, well, thank you. Hold on, come on in here, DJ. Let's see what we got. Having trouble with our guest?
Yeah, she's got private calls blocked. We have to enable our caller ID in order to get through. It's automatically being stopped.
Oh, I see. Well, call her on my cell phone and tell her to call the 800 line or something.
We'll do. One sec.
There you go. Thank you. Having trouble with the guest and the phones. That's fine. Good deal. So anyway, I was talking about the $35 movie ticket. Now, they're going to have like a sushi bar in this theater. They're going to have, you know, a liquor bar, I suppose. They're going to have high-end food. You can get a filet mignon. They're going to have mignon. They're going to have sofas and tables. Kind of a big banquet setting to watch a movie. I don't care how much money or how nice the theater is. I know I'm going to end up behind the guy who talks through the whole movie. And I'm sure my feet will still stick to the floor because of all the spilled candy and popcorn butter after about a month. But honestly, would you pay $35 for a movie ticket to see a movie? I mean, I may be dumb enough to buy a hot dog at a gas station at 3 a.m., that's been there since 4 in the afternoon, a week before. But I mean, unless I'm sitting at a sushi bar watching a movie over the chef as he's cutting it up, and rolling up the California rolls and all that good stuff, you know, I don't see myself spending that much, you know, time with that. Another thing, and this kind of ties into it, the Oscars a few weeks ago, I remember reading that the Oscars were the lowest viewed Oscars in history. And everybody says, well, gee, why is that? Well, it's pretty simple. Whether movies are good or bad, like, it's kind of funny, you know, I work for the Don and Mike show. And though I'm not actually the producer of the show, I don't line up guests and stuff. I can't tell you how many times we've been told that some big star of some big movie is only going to do morning drive radio shows. And that's the thing. I think these people are too caught up in themselves. When you're putting out movies that nobody's going to see, and you're putting on award shows that nobody cares about, I mean, if I was a movie star, I'd do all the press I could. Now, granted, I wouldn't do it 7 days a week. Being a star is very busy, don't you know? But they could take a couple of days and just hit all the radio shows. There aren't that many. You know, there's 10 major markets, 20 major markets, maybe. And then there's shadow markets. So you're talking morning and afternoon drive. You're talking about maybe 40 or 50 phone calls. So, you know, is that too much to ask? To hear Jennifer Aniston promoting her next movie? Her next worthless piece of dreck. I like that word. So there you go. And I'm a weird guy. I'm going to admit this. Last week, I ran out of soap in my shower. And I don't know. You know, I'm talking to the guys out there. 800-636-1067, right? Talking to the guys. Are you like me that as you're running out of soap, you get the soap down to the little slivers, and you're rubbing them in the washcloth, if you use a washcloth, and you're using them until they slip out of your hand and go down the drain? So I finally remembered to buy new soap. And I was at the store when I finally remembered to get that. And I go grab like a six-pack of soap. But I noticed that the Super Value soap, like 12 packs, is you know, it's $2 off. And I picked it up, and it weighed like 2 pounds. And I literally thought to myself, how am I going to use all this soap? How? It's too much soap. I'll never use all that soap. That's a lot of soap. 12 bars? And then I realized I'm an idiot. I shower once a day, every morning, most of the time. course I'm going to use the soap. Soap is something you use. It's not something to sit. It's not like a can of sardines. I got a can of sardines in my pantry in the kitchen that is probably 6 years old. So that's how neurotic I am. Let's talk a little politics. I wanted to talk about a couple of things. I know what I wanted to talk about was, it's been a while since I've been on the air. A lot of things going on while I was out. Pregnant pause. I'm getting my thoughts together because I didn't really write anything about this, but the Nationals here in Washington, D.C., we have a brand new stadium, and that is awesome. And they had opening day a couple of weeks ago, and the president of the United States of America, George Bush, not the United States of Joe America, my fellow Joe Americans, he threw out the first pitch, and people booed him. And now, I know you're saying, Joe, I listen to your show every week. You don't like George Bush and Vice President Cheney. And I readily admit that I don't. And I have my reasons. And I back them up with knowledge. At least I think I do. But he is our president. And that's, that's supposed to be. Now, you don't have to cheer him. You can just let the people, you can just do the golf clap. Say, yep, there's the president throwing out the first pitch. Let's get on with the game. So booing people, booing the president of the United States, well, what good does that really do? It sounded like half the stadium was booing, the other half was kind of clapping. So what good does it do to boo the president of the United States? If half that stadium had just marched right up South Capitol Street to the Capitol and made their views known to their elected representatives, then we might get some things done.
Joe Radio.